Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Trigger warning for this week's episode of the Adventurers Out There podcast. This week, we discuss issues of mental health, mental illness, suicidality, and other mental health care issues. Listener discretion is advised. Greetings, everyone. Welcome. My name is Andy Neal, and you're listening to the Adventurers Out There podcast. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the podcast that asks adventurers of all sorts and kinds, how has this adventure changed you and how are you changing the world around you? That's right. You are listening to the Adventurers Out There podcast. I am so excited about this week's episode with my friend, Dragon Sky, Shalita Curtis. She has a book coming out from Disney. What? Called Pack Light, A Journey to Find Myself, comes out on May 21st. And I had a conversation with Shalita, and I'm so excited to share it with you. But first of all, thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being around. This podcast is sponsored by no one at all. But a few ways you can help support this podcast. There are some links in the description of this episode. One, if you're looking for a Gregory pack, something from Gregory Mountain Products to go hiking or adventuring luggage, use the code I have, Andy15, get 15% off, and you help me out. Also, if you're looking for something from REI, I have an affiliate link with REI. Click on that, helps me out. Also, you can go to the Buy Me a Coffee link, and you can buy me a coffee. Every little bit helps. Gosh, this episode was just amazing. Shalita is doing amazing things, and I am so excited for this book to come out. I'm so excited to get this book in my hands. I pre-ordered it forever ago, and it is coming. She's been on the Hiker Podcast before when this was the Hiker Podcast, so I'm going to link that episode in the description here as well, so make sure you check that out. And I'm not going to waste any more time. Without any further ado, my most recent conversation with Shalita Dragon Sky Curtis, author of Pack Light, A Journey to Find Myself.
Many of you know our next guest from previous episodes. We have the future Triple Crowner, hiker, writer, influencer, and now Disney adult, Shalita Curtis. Dragon Sky is on the show again. Dragon Sky, thank you so much for coming on the show. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you, Andy. I'm doing well. I'm doing really good. I'm really happy to be a part of the show.
You're currently, are you in a van right now?
Yes, I'm in Velma the van. Been living in this van for 3 years now and really love it.
Doing the van life thing. So what have you been up to since the last time we talked? I mean, there's a lot going on. We follow each other on social media. I'm seeing you everywhere. One minute you're on the CDT, the next minute you're at Disney World, the next minute you're in, you know, New Jersey. You're going everywhere. You're doing all this stuff. What's life been up to lately?
Yeah. So last time we spoke, I think I had just finished the AT or something, but I finished the Continental Divide Trail. I went back, took off a season, did my physical therapy, got back at it, went southbound, which is the greatest thing I've ever done in my life. I love the Continental Divide Trail. It is amazing. Was the best experience ever. And then after, of course, I can't stop because I just can't. My legs have to keep going. I just feel very addicted to hiking in a good way. And so I decided to take on the New Hampshire 48 Peaks. I'm on 25 of 48. I did a lot of them actually in winter. I've been spending a lot of my time in New Hampshire because the AT, like when I thru hiked through there, I really felt connected there. And so I'm like, I need to go back. I need to like really immerse myself in the White Mountains. So I've been taking that on. And then now been to Disney World. I've been hiking in Nantahala, Pisgah, and Lynnville Gorge. I've been like everywhere, just really taking full advantage because I'm going on book tour. I'm on book tour now. So I'm not through hiking this summer, but I will be in September. So I'm just like, you know what? Why not just take full advantage and roam around in my van, you know? So it's just like just doing a lot of things I don't really get to do while I'm through hiking, while I'm on trail.
Very cool. So let's just get right into it. Your new book comes out soon. Pack Light, I believe that's the title?
Yes.
Pack Light's coming out. I pre-ordered mine like months ago. I'm so excited to get it. What is the book? Let's give it kind of a synopsis without, you know, any spoilers or anything, what the book is about. And then we'll talk about the process of writing that, working with Disney, and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Pack Light, it's called Pack Light, A Journey to Find Myself. It's like two stories really coming together and just kind of weaving in and out as the moon does. It waxes and wanes. So my focus really is mental illness in the book and just kind of like my journey on the Appalachian Trail, but also the backstory, the memoir of my life growing up as a little girl, confronting childhood trauma and mental illness as a child and just seeing that journey from little girl to like the woman I am now. But just really telling my story, like, unapologetically. And that's really what it's about. It's like, as I'm going through the Appalachian Trail, I'm, you know, confronting depression. I'm confronting ADHD. I have a lot of time to sit with myself and think and process. And so I found that on trail, I found myself, and it gave me the space to process that trauma. And it's really cool to just go back and kind of have like this back, this ebb and flow of like, okay, this is trauma and like life and like mental illness in the moon. Like I said, it's just like from dark to light and light to dark. So there's like darkness in the book and then there's light. There's darkness again and there's light because that is light.
You've talked a lot about both, sounds like in the book and on social media about mental health and mental illness. And it's been, as someone who's struggled with mental illness himself, who has kids who I'm trying to desperately to get services for, it's very inspirational to me how open you are about that when so many other people, especially when they get thrust into the limelight, they get thrust, you know, they hold that stuff back. What prompted you to be so open about your mental health journey?
What prompted me to be so open about my mental health journey is really the stigma that I've endured throughout my life, especially growing up very like Christian. I grew up very Baptist Christian and just kind of being told to pray the mental illness away or like, oh, you're not praying enough. You're not having enough faith. And also just kind of just being shunned by people, you know, like, oh, you have everything going for you. Like, why are you so sad? And I'm just like, do people really understand what this is like? It's not like I could just be happy, you know, it's like any other illness, like any other physical illness. I tell people, I'm like, I'm not trying to be sad. I'm not trying to be anxious. I'm not trying to like stim, you know, and do all these things. Like, this is a real illness. It's not something that you're going to physically see because it's in my brain. But I feel like the only way to stop the stigma is to talk about it because I've learned that being silenced doesn't really lead to any good thing. It's just like, if I can speak up, maybe I'll give others the courage to speak up and walk in their truth. And it's like, I've been hospitalized and I've thought about this just kind of sitting in shame. Like, oh, why am I feeling so shameful? Or like when I like did have a job and I'm like, oh, people would be like, what'd you go to the hospital for? I'd be so like ashamed of it. Like, oh God, you know, if I went for like, I broke my arm, that's one thing. But if I tell people, oh goodness, like I had a crisis, you know, it's like this, like, oh, we need to stay away from her. There's something wrong. Like, there's really something wrong with you, you know? And I'm just like, I'm tired of that. And so I've learned, especially through this journey since 2020 and even meeting other like thru hikers on trail, like when I open up about my mental disorders and my mental illness, others open up about theirs. And we're able to like come together in ways that are just beautiful, you know, to just have to be able to feel like you're not alone, even though mental disorders, mental illness affects us all in different ways. Like, I don't think any two people are affected in that same way. It's just nice to know, like, okay, there is someone else out here who's taking meds. There is someone else who's also having, who's also struggling doing like miles, you know, because their brain, they're in their head and they also have to listen to music because they can't sit in silence because people think silence is so good. And I'm like, for some people, especially who are dealing with mental disorders and stuff, it could be really bad to sit in silence. So it's just like, you know what? I'm gonna do something different. I'm gonna speak up this time. I'm not gonna stay silent anymore.
You talked about growing up as a Christian, and I can relate to that at a certain level. Having grown up, I was an evangelical conservative pastor. Part of the reason I left was in my own mental health struggles and trying to get the mental health services I needed for my kids, I was literally told, just pray it away. And that was the answer for everything. Oh, you don't need to go see a therapist. Jesus has got it. Which I never want to doubt anyone for their deeply held spiritual beliefs. But I was like, that just wasn't working for me. Like, it's not working. We need to see a professional. Why? And why is there such a stigma around that? What was the reception you got from people? You said, you know, you're judged, but what was a little more specific? What was the reception you got from people when you tried to get help in that context?
When I tried to get help, there was a lot of just negative talk, especially around medication. Like, just, oh, like, don't play into big pharma. Like, they're just out to get you. Or somebody would tell their personal story of how their parent took this and now they've lost their mind, or they don't function, or they can't eat. And just like some horrible traumatic story from medication, or just like, oh, they're putting poisons in your body. And I'm like, okay. So it's just like a lot of fear around medication. There's a lot of fear of just like, oh, don't take the meds they give you, or you really don't need that help. Like, you know, you just need to go on vacation. You just need to go get involved in some whatever activity. It's just very dismissive. And there's also people who've told me just very hateful things, like, you know, this is why you're alone. This is why no one will ever love you. It's just like, oh, because you're going to the hospital, you're doing all these things as if I can, like, I'm like, yes, I go to therapy and I take meds, but I'm like, I know what the behaviors I have are like a result of my mental disorders, and I'm doing the best that I can to cope and manage those. But it's just like really sad when I think the majority of my life, it's just been like, there's something wrong with you, you know, like, what's wrong with you? You're defective. Whereas now, as I've had my own chosen family, like, my friends are very supportive. They're just like, okay, like, I feel supported now. But generally speaking, it's just been like, what's wrong with you? Why do you need to do that? You know, just go out, just be, again, go be happy, go do something that makes you happy. Or, you know, everyone gets depressed. It's always that everybody has this. I get depressed too, but I don't let it get me down. You know, you just have that type of talk to you.
Toxic positivity.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, gosh, I totally get that. It's infuriating, too, because there are things that are actually, like, one drum I'm always beating is mental health is health. Mental health care is health care. And we can't separate because it's happening here and not broken arm or sprained ankle. It's not two different things. They're treated differently. I wouldn't treat a broken arm the same way I would treat a, you know, dislocated shoulder, but they need to be treated as essential for your well-being. And that's why, for me, hiking has been so therapeutic. It isn't therapy, and that's one thing I always say. It's like, yeah, I've had people message me like, oh, I started going hiking at your encouragement, and I stopped taking my meds. And I'm like, no, don't do that. Keep taking the meds until your doctor says stop.
Yeah,
like, it's not okay. But it's amazing. I get these messages. Oh, thank you so much. I went off my meds. I'm like, did you talk to your psychiatrist first? Like, mm-hmm. Check with them. Check with your practitioner. As far as the hiking goes with your mental health, you sought therapy, you're taking meds. What does the hiking do for you as far as, you know, your mental health care as a coping skill, as a something in your mental health tool bag?
Yeah, I think hiking for me, especially when I'm climbing, I'm also just still learning this because I do hate climbing mountains. But at the same time, there is this rush when you get to the top, which is, by the way, half of the mountain. You still got to get down. But just like that climbing up motion and just getting up and just it's like filling the sweat. And the it just like fills like everything that I was because like usually I'm just like in music. I'm in music mode and I'm thinking. And I'm like, when I get to the top of the mountain, I'm just like, yeah, or I'm twerking or, you know, I'm doing stuff. And I'm like, I feel like I could just release all this built up tension. Like, I feel like I'm recharging. Like, I need to be in nature. I'm also an empath. So like being in nature, it's like, okay, I'm dealing with a lot in the matrix. I need to run into the woods. And it's like, all right, I can be a butterfly. I can be a dragonfly, right? I can let my wings out. I can fly. I have ADHD. I can do whatever I want. I can stim hardcore in the woods. Like, if I want to go run in a creek and cover myself with mud, which I cover myself with much, a lot, you know, I'm like, I'm in the mud a lot. I'm constantly interacting with my environment, which is something I feel like I can't really do in the matrix, just because of whatever societal pressures and expectations there are. Like, I can't just go up to things and just, you know. But in the woods, it's more like I can do what I want. I can allow myself to be creative. I can allow myself to be impulsive. If I'm anxious, I can go and like fidget with things, you know. With depression, I feel like it's weird. Like, sometimes it's good in the woods and sometimes it can be worsened simply because it's too quiet. But I feel overall, I'm just like, I'm immediately happy. I feel like a weight has been lifted. I feel like I can just yell everything that I want to yell. If I want to throw a rock off the mountain, you know, what if it's safe? I can throw a rock off and be like, yeah, like, screw you, depression. Screw this. Just like, you know, go away. I hate you. I can just yell. I feel like I can't really yell or like express myself so freely in society, to be honest. And so just being able to feel like I'm not in a box helps me, because I feel like a lot of impact on my depression besides like genetic stuff is like, so, like just like the environment. And so like removing that environment and going in there is just like, okay, I can breathe.
Shifting gears a little bit, I want to talk about the process of getting this book deal with Disney. You are a queer Black woman. There's not a whole lot of representation, especially in the hiking community, for queer Black women. And one of the biggest companies in the world is like, we're going to publish a book by you. And people can now see this book, relate with it. Black girls, queer girls will be able to like see like that. She looks like me. She's like me, which is so exciting for the hiking culture. And I'm sure for you as well. What did that look like? How did that come about? Like, Disney, I worked with Disney once in my life, and it's like the pinnacle of my career, I feel like, and it was like for a day. And then like, you get like to freaking write a book for them. How cool is that? How did that happen?
Yeah, it's literally kind of a domino effect. I came back from the Appalachian Trail, and I met with this awesome author, Jennifer Pasoloff. We went live, actually, because one of my dragonflies, which is what I call my fans, actually works for HarperCollins. So I sent her like the copy of the book that I had just been drafting, which my book started actually in the psych hospital. It was just like a bad time in my life. And I just had been accumulating pages that I'm just like, I don't know. I just kept writing, you know? And I sent it to her and she was like, oh my God, like, this is good. This is amazing. I need to tell Jen. And I'm like, who's Jen? Okay. So then I meet Jen and Jen's like, okay, let's go live. And she read it and she was just like, okay, we're going to get you an agent. I got my agent. And then one thing led to another and it became time to like pitch the book. And publishing, I've learned, is really hard. Like, traditionally it's not an easy process. Like, everyone has to agree. If one person doesn't agree, your book doesn't go through. So similar to that. So there were like, I guess like, I don't know, 7 women on the team of Disney, and I guess they got the manuscript and they all were like, yeah, they were just impressed. And I guess like blown away by the writing, and they're just like, we've never seen anything like this before, you know, written from a Black queer woman, you know, because it's a whole different perspective, being on trail. And so when it happened, I didn't believe it. I still am believing it. There's still like times where I'm just like, I need to pinch myself because I don't know if I'm alive right now. But it's just like the team of women, because it's just like a team of women, which is like freaking amazing, just amazing. This amazing team of women chose me. And I'm like, it's Disney. And with publishing, I know, at least from researching, like, it's really hard to get a book published. Like, at least publishers, they choose maybe one or two, maybe four books a year to publish. So I was like, well, if Disney believes in me, you know, wow. Like, I didn't think this book would ever get to this point. I just knew when I was in the psychiatric hospital, I was like, I'm bored. I have nothing to do between group. I'm going to take markers and write on the back of these, you know, coloring pages and just write about my experiences and stuff. I never knew that, you know, what is it, 6 years, 7 years later, I'd be here with Disney and just have this amazing team of women behind me and just really, really proud of myself and really grateful for the support that I have.
What are your hopes for the book as people, as it begins, you know, it gets shipped out, gets in people's hands, they begin reading? What's for people who read it and for you personally, for your career, for others looking to get into the outdoors and hiking, what is your hope for this publication?
Yes, my hope for this publication is that, number one, that it opens up conversations to talk about mental illness. Especially in the Black community, because that is my big focus, is my people and my community. And my perspective is that we really do not talk about mental illness. It's always been like, okay, you're a strong Black woman. You're a strong Black man. Your ancestors were enslaved. They had to be strong. So you have to endure because they endured. And that's kind of the narrative I've been told since I was a little girl, is that I need to be strong. And that mental illness is just like, oh, no, it's not for Black people. And I'm just like, how is that even, you know, possible? Because we have intergenerational trauma. If anyone has endured a lot, it's Black people, you know? And so I do want this to start conversations in my community and the broader community about, like, let's really talk about what mental illness is. You know, let's talk about the realities of it, as I've talked about in my book. I'm like, it doesn't get better for everyone. It really, there are people who, there's different levels to this. Like, it's really does not get better for everyone. Like, some people are hospitalized for life, you know? And it's just like telling those stories and really painting that view, that whole picture, not the whole picture, but as much as I've been through in my life and the people I've crossed paths with on this journey, you know, just to share that. And to talk about trauma, because it's hard, like, as children, like, you know, trauma happens, but as adult, I feel like as adults, like, there's like that saying, like, it's our job to heal our trauma, even though we weren't responsible for it as children. And I think it's really hard to face trauma. The hardest thing is, at least for me, is to face myself. And so for others who are struggling with that, I'm like, hey, I'm talking about trauma. This is really hard, you know, but I want you to know it's okay to address your trauma too. You know, you don't have to run from that. That doesn't define you. That's a huge thing. And if my book helps someone live another day, that's like huge for me, because I'm like, I've struggled with suicidal ideation. I've struggled with really severe mental illness. And that is my hope. And that people also through like the Appalachian Trail. I'm like, hey, yes, there's some bad stuff. There's some good stuff. But I'm like, yeah, I want to see more representation. And I'm like, hey, I'm not going to lie about what happened to me. I'm not going to sugarcoat what happened to me. I'm not going to make it nice, because there is nothing nice about racism. There's nothing pleasant about, you know, all the things I've endured. But I'm not going to lie about it. I want people to feel informed so that they know that, you know, if I am a Black person hiking or a person of color hiking, these are the things I might come across, you know, but I want to feel empowered to make those decisions. And so I'm like, yeah, those are my three things. I'm like, hike the AT, get out in nature in whatever way you can. And let's really talk about mental illness. Let's really open up that discussion.
One thing I've been really impressed with, because you're working with Disney, obviously, you have not filtered, and this is a good thing, not filtered the truth about where you're at with your mental health, about dealing with racism, both in real life and online, and how the algorithm tends to press down minorities, people of color, queer people in the algorithm. So it's hard to really get traction. I'm just wondering, like, how much support are you getting from everyone around you to just keep living and speaking your truth? Because I would fear, you know, if I was a publisher, I'm like, oh, if she says these things, maybe the book won't sell and people will think weird stuff. So we have to quiet her. You know, stay positive, say positive, mm-hmm. Dragon Sky, don't be so negative. Yet you're just like, you're not going out of your way to be negative. You're just being truthful, and the truth sucks a lot of times, and it's horrible, and it's tragic, and it's, you know, not pretty. What's that like to keep, it sounds like you're getting support from the people around you to keep doing that, because you still have this book deal. It's still coming out.
Yeah.
What's that like right now?
It's actually incredible to have the amount of support. Like, people think of Disney as like, because we know old Disney, but I'm like new Disney. I'm like, again, my team is women. I have people of color. My editor is a Black woman. And that really helps a lot. My agent is also a person of color. And so my editor especially has been very fierce behind me. Like, she's also New Jerseyan. You know, it's like, to be like, hey, yeah, I think Shalita should be able to say things, you know, like this. She should be able to be truthful. And everyone's like, okay. Like, everyone's like not trying to change who I am. And that is huge. Because I'm a pretty authentic, raw person. And yeah, people whatever you do, there could be people who are like, I don't like this idea. You know, I think this is too raw. There's too much cursing. There's too much this. And no one really was like, oh, no, you know, we should take, or they just asked me like, hey, do you want to take the cursing out? Do you want it marketed towards kids? You know, and I was like, no, I want to be able to curse. I just want to be able to talk how I speak. I'm from New Jersey. We're just very expressive with our words, you know, it's just culture here. And that's just how we talk. So, no, I want to keep that in my book. And everyone was supportive. I'm like, I'm writing about racism. And it's interesting, yes, because I was honestly surprised, because I do have women on my team. I have a lot of white women on my team. And I'm like, it just shows that they've also done the work, like in terms of confronting white privilege, fragility, and other issues, and whiteness, the system of whiteness. It shows in that, because I feel like if you haven't done that, then you'll be like, okay, I'm uncomfortable with this. This might make me feel uncomfortable, so other people might feel uncomfortable. This might not sell. But everyone's like, very progressive, very open-minded. I think my team has obviously done the work. And they're just like, yeah, we're here for you. We've read the book. This is amazing. Like, this is the truth. And nothing in there is like, you know, this is my experience. Who are you to deny that? And my editor is behind me. And that is what's amazing, because having a Black editor is very rare. Having, like, it is very rare. And so I feel very fortunate in that I do have someone who is directly like, yeah, let's advocate for Shalita. I think we should leave that in there. Like, she should be able to tell this as authentically as she wants. And everyone's just like, yeah. And that's really what I need. I don't want this experience to like change me like that. I want to be the same person. Like, I'm an authentic human. I want to be real 100% no matter.
And you are that, and you're making such an impact on, you know, the hiking culture, especially. It's forced our last conversation we had has forced me to, again, look at my privilege. You're affecting people around me, myself, and I don't know if you know Miranda from Flow Yuba REI. We did a collab together. I'm putting a video out in a few weeks of our favorite outdoor creators, and we both listed you.
Really?
Like, and we're like, yeah, Shalita's amazing. We love her. She's our Shalita. I'm sorry, I pronounced your name. Shalita's amazing. We love what she's doing. We're both like, and Miranda just kept talking about you forever. Right. And, you know, she's one of the biggest YouTubers, you know, out there right now. And it's just cool. Anybody you talk to in this community, there's like, yeah, she's killing it. Jenny was like, yeah, she's killing it. She's killing it. Miranda, she's killing it. Everyone's like, and it's exciting the impact you're making. And you're forcing, you know, myself, I'm white, straight, cisgendered, grew up in a very privileged place. I'm like, wow, damn, I've got to deal with this fragility. I got to deal with this privilege. I've got to leverage it for good. And you're changing hearts and minds. And it's really cool to watch. And it's really cool to see. And you're so chill about it. And you're so just like, I'm just doing my thing. I'm being me. And you're being authentically me. And you got to freaking deal with Disney. And it's not going in your head. You're living in a van. You live in the outdoorsy dream. And it's just, it's really cool. And we're all just super excited for you. And I know we're all going to be, you know, pushing your book and just excited to see where this goes. And I told Miranda, I'm like, I hope this book becomes a movie.
Thanks. Yes, yes.
Which I have to ask, my next question is, if this book does become a movie, who do you want to play you?
Yes. Lupita Nyong'o. Yeah, I like her a lot. I think she is gorgeous. I'm like, yeah, just she would be the perfect person.
Awesome. Well, Dragon Sky, this book's, tell us about when this book is coming out, all the details, where people can order it, what's the best way to do it. Give us the rundown.
Yeah, so my book comes out, oh gosh, it's May 3rd. So May 21st, which is coming up really fast, Packlight, A Journey to Find Myself will be released. It will be available on DisneyBooks.com. It'll be on Amazon. I just finished recording the Audible, so you can get that on audiobook as well for everyone who likes audiobooks. That's the big release date. I am going to be touring and doing a lot of other things as promoting as it comes out. But yeah, don't forget to get it. If you're Barnes & Noble member, I believe you get a discount. I believe. Yes, I do have that code. But yes, you get a discount if you order from Barnes & Noble as well. But yeah.
Very cool. And if someone wants to follow you and your journey on social media, where would they go?
Yes, if you want to follow me, I am on Instagram at @I_am_dragonsky. And I make videos on YouTube at @I_am_dragonsky as well. So that's where I am. And I write, so I pop up a lot on Garage Ground Gear and everywhere.
Very cool. I'll have all those links in the description of this episode. Dragon Sky, thank you so much for coming on. I am so excited for you, for what's going to be happening. I'm excited just to get the book in my hands and read it and talk about it and make sure everyone knows about it. And I'm hoping Disney takes the option for that film and makes a movie out of it. We'll have a whole little hiking premiere. Everybody come together and just cheer you on because we're excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for having me on your show.
Pleasure.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Again, big thank you to Dragon Sky for coming on the show, sharing your story. If you have not already, go to wherever you buy books, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever, and get yourself, pre-order yourself a copy of Packlight, A Journey to Find Myself by Shalita Curtis. You're going to want this book. Order 10, give them to a friend. Tell your local library to get them. Tell your local bookstore, hey, order some. This is an amazing book. You don't want to miss it. I'm so excited for Shalita. This is amazing. And gosh, so cool. Well, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for hanging out. If you want to support this podcast, make sure you check out the links below. REI affiliate link. Use code Andy15 for luggage on your next adventure, for backpacks for your next hiking adventure, for storage for all your adventure stuff. Gregory Mountain Products is amazing. I am an affiliate of them. Use code Andy15 for 15% off, and it helps me out. And you can go to Buy Me a Coffee, and you can buy me a coffee. Super great way to help me out. Thank you all so much for listening. All the links that we talked about in the show will be in the description of this episode. And make sure you follow me on all the various social media networks. I am at Andy Films and Hikes. And I just want some feedback from you all. Just give me some feedback. I'm getting back into the podcasting now. It's happening. As you can see, we're posting. It's going. I'm trying to get back into YouTube because I love YouTube. I don't want to be like one of those people who just like, here's my shoe review. Here's this. And there's plenty of great opportunities for other people to do that kind of stuff. And there's already a lot of great YouTubers who do that kind of stuff. My friend Miranda. And of course, there's like Darwin and all these other great YouTubers. I'm trying to find something different, but that you all want to watch. So give me your feedback. I want to know. If you have not yet already, make sure you leave a review of this episode, 5 stars, wherever it is, if it's on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever it is, and share with your friends. And thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Adventures Out There podcast.